go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try to make it right.
Fans, it is time for the Bull Riding Advice Hour, and I am your host, Scott Masick. Making a Rodeo Network is where you can find us right here, and joining me tonight, my co-host, my partner in crime, Mr. Sam Medlock. Sam, what do you say, partner?
Hey, how's everybody doing out there tonight?
Oh, we're doing all right, man. I'm getting word that it's party time with Scott and Sam.
Well, you know, it's just like a party when we start talking about bull riding. It's the same enthusiasm at the best, as the best party you've ever been to, and that's what we bring to the game. We love bull riding and love to talk about it.
Oh, that's for sure, man. You can't hardly keep us quiet when it comes to talking about bull riding. Let's get into it, man. What have you been up to here recently?
Well, I've been working a lot, working on allied stuff, really working with the youth a lot. We're getting ready for the Match of Champions New Year's Day in New Waverly between the training facilities, and I've been putting my guys on some practice bulls they got on Sunday, and we're almost done with the arena here at my house at Allied, and we're real excited about that. I got to paint the bucking chutes and put a little bit more wire up, and we're going to be ready to buck bulls, which is going to be real exciting. So that's what's going on down here, just busy working on it, and it's all about bull riding.
No doubt, man. So you got some buckers ready to load up there in the bucking chutes?
We've got them. We've got the bulls. They're waiting. I've been telling the bulls about the guys. Kind of touting them against each other. When I feed the bulls, I tell them about how the guys want to spur them, and vice versa. So, I'm getting them all pumped up, and all the guys are real excited about being able to ride more on a regular basis. I've got a group of young men that train out here once a week, Scott, and they're ready to rock. You know what I mean? They're hungry for bulls. They want to ride bucking bulls.
Well, no doubt, man. I'm thinking about bringing my bull riding gear next time I come down too.
Well, you know what they say, the longer you're out of high school, the better high school football player you become. And I've always found that they're easier to ride on the couch, Scott.
Yeah, that they are, man. I'm almost guaranteed to make 8 seconds there. Well,
I always find that when I'm watching the bulls on when I'm watching on TV, they look a lot easier, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I'd love to get up in the neck of a few of those. And I think I've done it once or twice from the couch.
Well, Scott, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and I hope we've got some young bull riders out there or bull riders, experienced bull riders listening, or possibly even some bull rider, some coaches or potential coaches of bull riders tuned in for the show tonight. We will have Coach Lindy calling in with the Rowdy Ranch training facility here in a little bit. We're going to have him talk about mental mindset a little bit later. And I kind of wanted to get in and get started with something that all bull riders deal with when you ride bucking bulls, which is getting hung up, and talk about a little bit about what to do. What there is a procedure to getting hung up, and exactly what is that procedure. So, Scott, I don't know, have you had any experience getting hung up?
Sam, I have had a lot of experiences in getting hung up. And, you know, for starters, let's talk about the difference. Now, there is a difference between a hang-up and a hang-on. And I've had my share of both, you know. And so probably the first thing we should do, and just kind of, agree or disagree with me, but probably ought to describe the difference between the two of them, because there is a big difference between a hang-up and a hang-on, although both of them can end in the same result.
Yeah, exactly. I think what you're referring to in a hang-on situation is a lot of times when a young rider will come off or you know, even a pro rider that's trying really hard, that's got their mindset on riding a bull, their body will be off of the bull, but their mind is still riding, and they're trying to clamp a halt, and he's still got his hand shut out of reflex, you know, and your hand's still laid flat. You still have the ability to open your fingers and come out of the rope, all right? A hang-up is when you actually, generally a hang-up happens when your feet go behind you and you flip forward away from your hand. So if you're riding left-handed and you come off the right side, and your hand rolls over. Therefore, you know, to say that your head goes towards the bull's head, and then your fingers are rolled, and the top of your hand, the back of your hand, is rolled up, facing up, and your fingers are down, trapped between the bull. That's a hang up. And when you hang up in that position, that definitely, there is some procedure there. And what you touched on a second ago about the bull, you know, a hang up and a hang on is, you know, both of them are a mental mindset. And when you get hung up, the first thing you want to do is remember not to panic. You are trapped. You are hung up to this bull. And most likely, leaning against your hand and putting your body weight and trying to lean away from the bull most likely is not going to jerk your hand loose. And when you get out on the end of your arm like that, Scott, it jerks you back towards the bull.
Yep, that it does. And I can tell you that I have had a lot of experiences in the practice pens, outside of the practice pens, with both of them. Now, you know, just like you're saying with the hang-ups, or hang-ons, I should say, you know, the first thing that a bullfighter is going to start yelling or guys behind the bucket shoots is open your hand, whether you're actually hung up or not, because a lot of times it's instinct, you know, to just clamp down, just like you're saying, especially when you're going off. You know, you don't have anything to hold on to. You want to clamp down to what you have left there in that rope. And a lot of times, you know, just that mental aspect, just by, you know, subconsciously, your mind says, oh, you know, you open up your hand and you hit the ground. But I know exactly what you're saying about the procedures for hang-ups. Now, this is really key for any bull riders out there that are tuned in. Now, the way
go ahead and complete what you were going to say, Scott.
Well, what I was going to say is when it comes down to hang up, there is absolutely a correct procedure in being able to handle them and keep yourself safe. Now, I was also told
it's a bad situation, Scott, and it's one of those situations where you want to pick the lesser of two evils. I mean, you're already in the middle of the evil. You're hung up. You're bucked off. Your hand's tied to this bull. He's humongous, and there's a lot of danger right there. One of the main things you want to do is not lean back against your hand and try to jerk it out of the rope, but to stay on your feet and try to stay in line with that bull's front shoulder. Don't get back in the middle of his belly or further back, because he can reach forward with his back legs and step on your spurs, the back of your legs, trip you up. And then once you're off of your feet, the percentage of getting hurt goes way up. You know, when you're hung up and you're on your feet, even the bull's jumping really high and you're getting hit with horns and bumped around, you're much better taking those small bumps and bruises on your feet than actually getting trapped, getting down on the ground and getting trapped between the ground and the bull's weight, where he can actually do some damage and break some bones. So you have to stay relaxed. You have to try to jump with the bull, get your feel, get your presence. Also, the bullfighters are working while you're hung up. They're working to get into position. So you want to, you know, stay bouncing, stay moving with that bull. Don't just freeze up and get scared and panic. You want to continue to jump with the bull. And then the last thing you want to do is, once you've collected yourself, you're on your feet, and you know what you're doing, you want to take your elbow. Say if you're riding left-handed, you want to jump back at the bull and put your riding arm elbow back over the center of the bull's back, and that's going to turn your hand over.
Yep.
And that's it.
Absolutely.
Then as soon as you do that, the bull jumps forward, you push away from the bull, your hand's free, you're unhung.
Well, You know, Sam, I got to say, it's definitely a lot easier said than done. But when you practice these hang-up positions, and I've actually practiced them on the Buc-ee's, you know, putting my hand out there and rolling it over and work on driving that hip, that was what I was personally taught when I was out riding, was that if you can drive your hip and get your shoulder, you know, get that shoulder and that elbow up on top of the bull. Now, the other problem that I see a lot of guys running into is they go to reaching for those tails. And the problem with that is the bullfighters are also trying to reach for those tails. So you've got six hands that are trying to reach for this thing, and not all of them are going to be going in the right directions. I mean, so what would you do in that situation?
Well, there's a rule of thumb there, too. And, you know, there's two different styles of ropes out there now. You've got your Brazilian rope and you've got your American rope. And mostly you're going to hang up in your American rope. The way the Brazilian rope wraps and the way it's built, being made opposite, guys don't tend to really hang up in it, and they're not as hard to get out of. So we are talking about American rope here. Now, when you're rolled over, and a lot of guys, you'll see a lot of guys hung up, and they've got a hold to their tail, and they're pulling on it for all they're worth, and you're thinking, why aren't they coming loose? Well, if you're bucked off away from your hand, and you've got a hold to your tail, and you're pulling it, you're actually pulling it down tighter. And the bullfighter should not be on the side of the hung up bullfighter, or the bull rider, excuse me. That's just a rule of thumb for bullfighters. They're always going to try to work the hang up when possible on the opposite side of the bull rider in order to not trip him up or trip themselves up, because if everybody's on the ground, they're of no use. So they're going to come in the opposite side. So if you're holding it down around your chest or clinging to it, you're making it almost impossible for them to grab. They've got to jump over the bull and grab it basically from you. So if you do have your tail and you're in good control and you want to grab your tail, pick it up and put it back over to the other side of the bull for the bullfighters to grab. Now, here's the thing. Once you do that, your hand's probably going to come loose. You're probably going to work your own hang-up, because when you take your tail and put it back across the bull, if you do it with some momentum, usually your hand comes right out.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I before we go any further in detail on this, Sam, I will tell you that I have experienced the incorrect way or the alternative way to getting yourself out of a hang-up. And this is something that I was actually kind of the role model at a school I was attending for how to get loose of a hang-up in the not-so-good way. And I can tell you that I don't recommend it. If you do it, your career is probably going to be a whole lot shorter than what you want it to be. And that is by simply laying down, because your arm will not stretch that far. And that bull's either going to turn over on top of you, or he's going to kick you and stomp on you and stretch that arm to where it pops out. And it's not a good thing. I'm telling you, it's not pretty at all. So I definitely do not recommend the second alternative to getting out of a hang-up, and that's going down on the ground, because I spent some time down there, and it's not a pretty place to be.
Well, you said a mouthful, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's a terrible place to be. Myself, I've had a couple years out of bull riding, recovering from broken femur and shoulder surgery from exactly what you're talking about at the Bud Light Cup in St. Louis. And I want to say it was 2000. My shoulder came out while I was riding, my riding shoulder. I fell forward on the bull. I lost my footing immediately, and I was dragging to the bull, and I actually tripped him. He stepped on the back of my leg, and when he did, it made him trip, and he fell with his full weight on me and broke my femur. My hand did come out. Yeah, my hand came out for sure. That's a surefire way to get your hand, but my shoulder was out, and, of course, laying there on the dirt, not being able to move. And there's been other times where it wasn't so severe, Scott, but I was hung up, and I wasn't giving it 110 to get back to that front end and really be aggressive. I was a little nervous or scared of getting really close to the bull and being aggressive, and it ended up costing me in the long run, too, because I was kind of indecisive. I really couldn't make a decision. And you don't want to be indecisive when you're hung up. You want to be accurate. You want to know what you're doing. You want to get your composure, get on your feet, get your elbow back across that bull's back, and get out of that hang up as quick as you can, and try everything you can do to stay on your feet.
Yeah, staying on the feet is the most important thing. And, you know, really that's if you can stay on your feet, you've got your sense about you enough to know where, you know, because you're going to be able to collect your bearing. I know that when I've hit the ground and my hand is still up there in that rope and it's on the bull's back, you know, I tend to lose my bearing. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what's going on at that point. So you do panic. And, you know, the only way that you can keep that composure is by knowing where you're at. And the only way you're going to do that is by being able to stay on your feet. So, it is absolutely crucial. Now, I can tell you that there's been some very successful times I've been able to pull myself away because I was able to stay on my feet and keep my wits about me. And just like you said, once you get that elbow and that shoulder up over the top of that bull, chances are you're going to come unhung. And that, you know, but really, honestly, Sam, what do you suggest is the best way to go about, I mean, you know, because you don't want to end up practicing it and losing your feet and causing injuries to yourself. So what's a guy got to do to, you know?
Yeah, for all the young riders out there, do not attempt to practice a hang-up on a live animal, if you can help it.
Yeah.
No, Scott, that was. I wanted to get into that. Let's all the guys out there that have horses, get you a gentle horse. Get you a horse that's not going to go crazy if you're hanging off the side of it. But if you have a horse, use a horse. If you have a barrel, use a barrel. If you have a Mighty Bucky, some type of something to simulate the animal. Get your rope really sticky. Get your glove on like you're going to ride. Put your bull rope on. Get it tight. Get wrapped in. Get off of the horse, the barrel, whatever it is, away from your hand with your hand rolled over. If it's a buck and barrel, have your friend buck it and work on getting your elbow back across the center of the bull's backbone. And if you'll work on it, you'll see the simple act of putting your elbow across his backbone turns the hand back over and opens it up. So this needs to be simulated. It needs to be practiced. Visualizations, everything. If you visualize it, if you practice it on your barrel or your horse, when you actually get into that situation in the arena, which is going to happen if you ride bulls and you try hard, and you try to hold on to your rope, when you get in that situation, you're going to know what to do. You're going to come loose. So if any of the young riders are out there, have any questions, shoot them to us, call in, and we'll certainly try to answer them. Or if you want to share, anybody's out there that wants to share an experience about a hang-up.
Yeah, absolutely, and absolutely, Sam. I completely moved past getting that phone number out, so we'll definitely throw it out there to you guys. If you guys want to give us a call, feel free. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk to you and answer your questions right here on the Bull Riding Advice Hour with myself and Sam Medlock. But, Sam, you know, you definitely want to practice it. Definitely not on an animal, you know, or a bull of any kind of nature, really. I don't care how gentle he is, man. You can get so hurt out there by without going through the proper procedures. I for one, recommend the barrel to start with. It is a great training tool to use for working those hang-ups because, just like you said, if you've got a friend that can still buck it, you've got to work in rhythm. You know, you still got to kind of bounce up and down by staying on your feet, and it'll help out there. I know it had helped me tremendously. It was something that, you know, we went through at the school. And then I kind of you kind of tend to overlook them. You know, you don't worry about them because, you know, if you don't experience them there in the practice pens and you don't experience them for a while, you know, you don't worry about it. It's not something that is a big concern until it actually happens, and then you're like, uh-oh, you know, that's trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, also, too, for a lot of these young guys that are out there hanging up, Scott, I see a lot of, with beginning riders, they got somebody's hand-me-down rope or a cheaper type rope from a feed store. And if your rope handholds super loose like a dish rag and you can get your hand in it and you can roll that thing more than 45 degrees, it's too loose. And what I see a lot of times for riders that are out there, if you have a habit of getting your heels clicked and hanging up a lot, take a look at your handhold. Find a professional bull rider. Find somebody that knows. Send us a picture of the rope. Let us take a look at it. And maybe just check your rope, because sometimes that's a possibility.
Yeah, you know, that was one thing that I was always taught as well is, you know, go through and inspect your equipment. You know, when you're out there rosining up your tail and all that, you need to be looking at your equipment in detail, and you need to get your hand up in there. You need to try to work it, and if it's working over, if it's rolling over on you, chances are it is definitely time to get out there, you know, get the Barstow and go get you a new rope.
Yeah, there you go. Barstow's got good equipment. They've got everything that a bull rider needs to get on, to ride from safety equipment to bull ropes, and they're platting custom ropes every day. They're waiting on a call, so when you call into Barstow, tell them Allied Bull Rider sent you and Sam Medlock, and they'll work out a deal for you and get you in a good rope. So, you know, Scott, some of the other things that we want to talk about tonight too, and, you know, I touched on the mindset when you're hung up of, you know, not panicking, not being afraid, and trying to, you know, keep your composure. And that was another thing that we want to touch on tonight is talking about the mindset of when you're getting on and when you're riding. And I think some of us older riders that have ridden lots of bulls and, you know, have been out of the chute hundreds and hundreds of times are real used to the feel of that bull and real used to the standing dead still, to the blast of power, one jump into the arena. And being able to match that move starts with a mental mindset. And then also once you get, you know, that's the mindset of getting ready to ride. And then you have to get in the mindset of continuing the ride, you know, making sure that you're reminding yourself to try, to hustle, to give that second and third effort. So that's a little bit of what I want to get into here. We may touch on a little bit and then come back after the break and talk some more about it.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. You know, I mean, I've talked about it all this week now. I don't know about you, but I have been watching the Wrangler National Finals all week long. And, of course, you know, being a bull rider, my favorite sport is bull riding, you know. So we really tend to focus in on the bull riders watching the Wrangler National Finals out there in Las Vegas. But one thing that I had a tendency to watch is a lot of these guys' actions. Now, you know, I've heard Donnie Gay sitting up there and he, you know, talking about the, you know, these bull riders, and they've had these bulls so many times throughout the year that they should cover these bulls with no problem, but then they turn around and get bust off these bulls. What's that do for a guy's mental state? I mean, you know, the guy comes out there, he handles those one or two jumps, but then something happens. And, you know, what is it that we can do, I mean, as bull riders, to pinpoint, you know, those issues and then work past them?
Well, my dog's going crazy in here. You know, we've got to that's something that's got to be worked on, that mental mindset. And when we watch it on TV and we watch a bull rider, it's so much different watching it and actually doing it. So when you're actually riding a bull and you're an accomplished rider and you're right down the center, or you're a novice rider and you're right down the center and you get shifted out just a little bit, if you're watching it on TV or as a bystander, then it looks like the rider should be able to look right back and recover and get in center, and most times they can. But when you're the rider, sometimes an inch feels like a mile. And when you're balanced, when you get to the outside and you get bucked off, you know, several times in a row, you kind of start to program the brain. Hey, when the brain starts to think, when my balance gets tilted here, the ground comes next. You can't stop that train of thought. If that's the what happens, that's the habits that you're building. So you want to fight that. Every bull rider, you know, if you ride bulls, you're going to buck off. That's a fact. The world champion this year rode 60-something percent in the PBR. That means he lost 40% of the time. You are going to hit the ground. But what you're looking for is that mental mindset of when you get on, is when you get shifted, and some guys' brains tell them to look at the ground, some guys' brains tell them not to lose and to get back into center, you know, and that's what we call second effort, you know. And then if you don't quite get back to center that next time, and but you're still on, look back at the bull, try again, try to get back to center. This is what we're hearing a lot of the old-timers that are retired talking about, this new generation riding bulls having no heart, because a lot of the guys are getting bucked off more than we've ever seen guys get bucked off. And, you know, they're saying the guys aren't trying quite as hard as they should. And, you know, I will have to agree with them there. Most of the guys out there aren't trying as hard as they should, but that has to be trained. You have to focus on that. You have to figure out how to overcome that hesitation, Scott.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Sam, I think that a lot of these guys are starting to look at it from a business standpoint now and say, we want to have more than, you know, 10 years a career. We want to try to push it for 15 or even, you know, 20 years if we can stay healthy enough to be able to do this. This is a dangerous sport, and it takes its toll on a body. This is not like working construction for 40 years, you know. This is worse than that. This doesn't even compare to that, you know. You know, you're working in the inclements of a dangerous sport. I mean, those hooves hurt, and it doesn't matter, you know. You're going to, just like you said, you're going to come down on the ground. And, you know, I'm going to go back to watching the Wrangler National Finals, and, of course, they had Luke Perry there. Luke Perry is an actor, but he had the experience of being able to get out and ride bulls himself. And he said, you know, it didn't matter whether you made 8 seconds or not. You're going to hit the ground. And so guys could have perfect rides. I mean, look at J.W. Harris the other day, ended up winning the bull ride, broke his leg in the process, broke his foot, you know. I mean, these guys can be picture perfect and still hit the ground. It hurts, you know. It's going to hurt. But you've got to get past it, and you've got to move. You know, you've got to be able to understand that it has to do that. And some of these guys are going to make business decisions when – you know, when that time is there, they're thinking ahead of the game and thinking, well, I can still come back tomorrow and ride another day, rather than, you know, pull myself and stay closer to this bull, you know, and risk getting injured right here, right now.
Well, here's the problem with that thought process. When you are riding a bull and that bull tilts you and you're like, ooh, I'm in a dangerous position, and you jump off, you plant a seed of weakness. You're telling your mind that it's okay to not try, that you've given up on your second effort, that your second effort's not there. When you ride bulls for a living, you have to have second effort every time the gate opens. You don't, you know, here's the thing. When you ride bulls, when you entered the bull riding, you put yourself in the line of danger. You don't decide that it's dangerous after the gate opens and you're riding. Oh, it's too dangerous now. I need to get out of this position. No, that's not an option. You're in the line of danger when you ride bulls. A true sold-out bull rider puts it on the line every time to try to get the eight-second whistle, regardless of the physical consequence. And there are guys out there putting it on the line like that every time, which means if those top guys are putting on the line to be one of those top guys, that's what you have to do. Otherwise, you're not going to beat them, because if it comes down to one ride between you or another guy that is going to try his guts out, like I want to use Austin Meyer, for example. He's a guy that never gives up on himself. When he's bucked off, he can be laid over a bull, feet behind him, hit his head, laid right on the bull's horns, and he's not going to quit trying. He's going to try to sit up, grab a hold with his feet, and keep riding. And as long as there's guys out there holding that standard up, they're going to get the money and they're going to get the championships. And we have to, as coaches and people that work with bull riders, come up with ways of mentally training riders and mentally helping riders be tougher, and finding ways to, you know, of mental strength to come up with that second and third effort, Scott, and not get bucked off.
Absolutely, Sam. Now, I'm not saying that I'm definitely not saying it's right for those guys to be out there doing that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying it happens a lot. These guys are starting to get that mindset as business personnel, not as the down home, the try hard on top of his game, you know, die hard bull rider. You're just seeing guys starting to try to make business decisions out there rather than trying to make hero decisions, I guess you could call it, you know. But, you know, Sam, with that being said, I definitely want to talk more about it when we come back, and I'm going to actually share a story about what I had to go through and some of the experiences I've had as a bull rider in that same incident. I'll kind of bring it up when we get back from our break. What do you say?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, guys, you listen to the Bull Riding Advice Hour with Scott Mesick and Sam Medlock. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's 100 scars and should've run away. Now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. Forgiveness for this aching in my bones. It would be so easy to find a better way.
Here, we're talking about the mental aspect of some of these bull riders and whether you're Just starting out, or whether you're a, you know, professional that is a seasoned veteran, the mental part of this game, you know, doesn't change. It always stays the same. And that's one thing that guys can get bad habits mentally, and they can start putting things in their head and start making bad decisions out there when, you know, there's bulls that they should ride, there's money that they could be earning out there, but yet they tend to have a tendency to look off, or they take the easy road out to try to save themselves. What is your take on that, Sam?
Well, I mean, again, you know, there's whether your train of thought is to try to stay healthy and stay on tour all year to maintain a sponsorship or meet, you know, some type of financial requirements, you know, if that's your goal, that's your business. Each rider to his own. Me personally, you know, riding bulls, I always want to win first. I want to be the champion. I think most guys that ride pro want to be a world champion. They may lose sight of that as obligations come along, and, you know, making bull riding into a living changes things. But one thing is not going to change. Guys are going to lay it all on the line for the world champion. There's never been a world champion that went 99%, Scott. Nobody has ever put a gold buckle on and went 99%. You have to go 100% or more to achieve that, which means sacrificing, you know, taking more chances. You are going to take chances. I'm not saying take the craziest chances ever. If you run off your rope to the flank rope at 2 seconds and you know the bull's about to kick over his head, you know, I'm not saying don't open your hand if you're probably not, if you're probably going to come off you know, yeah, save yourself. I'm not telling you to go be a daredevil, but when you ride bulls, you pretty much are being a daredevil. And you know, that's those guys' career choices. If they choose to, you know, look out early to save themselves, you know, you're not going to see those guys win as much. And you're also, when you do that, you're putting yourself at risk for planting that seed of weakness in your mind. Everybody on the Built for Tough, everybody in any professional league, if you're a professional, it's all mental. By the time you get into the pros, everybody works out. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows how to ride. That's a fact. It's in between your ears once you get there. Handling the pressure, handling the hype of the ranker bulls, handling the speed and the strength. You know, even the rides, the scores go up, but the injuries go up too. When a bull bucks twice as hard, usually you hit twice as hard, Scott. And that's why we see so many guys hurt in the pros. But one thing is still never going to change. You have to sacrifice and you have to try every single time. And I think every world champion will tell you that. If you start picking and choosing when you're going to try, your brain is eventually going to pick not trying right when you don't want it to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sam. Well, you know what? On that note, we've actually got some callers on the line, and I believe, you know, we talked about earlier in the show, I know that you had mentioned that we're going to have the Rowdy Rants, you know, some of the fellows from down that way join us, and I believe we've got the head coach of the Rowdy Rants there, Mr. Lindy Johnson, joining us. So let's see if we can't bring him on. Lindy, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Welcome aboard, Lindy.
Thanks. I heard you guys talk a little bit about mental toughness and attitude. Thought I'd call in and put my two cents in anyways.
Well, I'm glad you called in, Lindy, because this is one of the things that I really feed off of you with is the mental aspect. You're a guy that really gets fired up. You're really passionate about it, and I want you to share. You know, I hope you were listening to that last little tidbit, Scott, saying, what about these guys that are picking and choosing when they want to check out, when they're going to try, and when they're not going to try? You got a comment on that?
Well, bull riding's not for everybody, and if there's a time when they don't want to try, they don't need to ride bulls probably. And I don't mean that in a bad way. When kids are young, they don't really know. And some of it comes with confidence, you know, but you just got to make up your mind and make up your mind that you're there. I mean, this is what I'm going to do, no matter what. When I was riding hot, I never thought about getting hurt, not once. You know, when I come off injured or something, and I was in a little bit of slump, I fucked my head a little bit. I tell all my kids whenever I first started coaching, the ones I got, go home and watch John Wayne over and over and over. You know, that's your attitude. You're tough. You're tough. You know, you don't see them guys showing as many injuries as you see on TV. You know, them guys are hurt sometimes, and you just don't know it. You got to be tough. You got to make your mind up that no matter what, I got one more jump left in me. And as soon as you can get to the point where you can put fear behind you, you know, that, and be okay with it. You know, you can get stomped out right here. Yeah, but I'm not going to fall off, you know. And once you get to that point.
Lindsay, I'm going to actually jump in there if you don't mind, Sam. But one of the questions that I have, and this is something that I've seen out there a lot, whether it be in the professional ranks or whether it be guys that are riding in other associations, that, you know, a guy gets hurt and he may be down mentally and not sure if he's going to actually step out and ride the next day. Now, there's a difference from what I understand to being hurt and being injured. And, you know, a guy can kind of, you know, a guy's going to have to tough it out and realize that this sport is a tough sport and you're going to get banged up. But, you know, one thing is when I had a traveling partner, my traveling partner pushed me. He said, you know what, dude, you got to suck it up, man. It's time to go ride bulls. You want to be a bull rider, go ride bulls. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of times now that these traveling partners are kind of giving them other advice, saying, well, you know what, maybe you can ride next week. And you know, maybe if you go home and rest up this week, you'll be ready to go next week and you go out there and win the paycheck. Well, you know, to me, I think that may be something that is also kind of creating that issue that they're running into mentally.
Yes, sir. Best advice I was ever given as a kid was pick who you put in the car with you. You know, you want a winner over there. And you know, when you're riding down in a slump, you're going to strive off his 90s. When he's 90 and you're nothing, man, you don't want to be 90 bad the next time out, you know. And same thing with injuries. If you're with a guy that's pretty daggum tough, you're going to be pretty tough yourself. And if you're going for the finals or if you're on tour or something, you might ride with something pretty hurt. But, I mean, if you're hurt, if you're injured, if you're out, you should always let them heal. But, you know, if you got a little sore foot or, you know, I mean, this is cowboy stuff. And you just got to cowboy up a little bit. And, I mean, heck, it doesn't always feel good, but winning heals everything.
Well, that's for sure.
And, you know, Lindy, I'm sorry, Scott, go ahead.
No, you know what, Sam, I was just going to say, prime example of that is something that we've seen this week, J.W. Harris riding with a broken foot, you know. And we hear the analogy made out there, watching it on GAC, you know. I mean, his foot's a long way from his heart, and we know where J.W. Hart is right now, and that's to win another buckle, you know, and that's to win a world championship. So I got to certainly agree with that, Sam. What do you say?
Well, yeah, and that leads into the point that I wanted to make about determination and setting goals. And, you know, his mindset coming in there, you know, JW's got it set in his mind that he wants to overtake Donnie Gay's record, which is going to be a big feat. It's looking like he's going to give it a good run for his money doing the same thing he's been doing out in Las Vegas, which is giving it all he's got. You know, it hurts JW. JW is not, you know, he's tougher than most people, but he feels pain just like everybody else. The thing that's keeping him going is that mental mindset. He's not looking for an excuse. The second that the bones got broken, he didn't say, oh, I can't go compete. He's looking for a way to win, not a way to get out of winning. And that has everything to do with why he is a champion. And when we're talking about guys traveling together, you know, you need to be talking positive when you're driving that truck down the road to a rodeo with your buddies, talking about how you're going to win, not which bulls I'm scared of or what could happen or what did happen or what should happen. You need to be talking about winning first and putting out 100% effort. And when you're focused on that, your mind doesn't generally let you down when you get in the arena. If you've been thinking about trying as hard as you possibly can and you've been thinking about winning first, that's going to show when you're making split second decisions during a bull ride.
Wow. Somebody's got a window down in a truck or something, man. That just got real loud. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Sam. You know, it is that mental feat. And, you know, you've got to be able to step in there and realize when you're hurt and when you're injured. And that's where it comes, that fine line. If you're hurt, you're going to have to work through that pain because bull riding hurts. And that's something that I tell my young son that's out there riding steers, you know. Hey, it hurts to ride steers, but you've got to deal with it. You just kind of pick yourself up, you know, whether you can walk out or you limp out, you're going to get out of that arena and you're gonna get back on another one because that's just the way it is in this sport. We just deal with it. But you got to have that positive reinforcement, just like you're saying. And I just think a lot of guys are traveling with some of the guys that are in the wrong crowd, and maybe saying, well, you know, maybe y'all just suck it up or sit out this week. And, you know, for me, hey, I'd love to tell my traveling partner when he got busted up, hey, sit out this next week because that just gave me more of a chance to go win the money, you know. But
yeah, but then his money's not in the jackpot, Scott.
You're right, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt both of us in the long run as we try to get on down that road. So, yeah, it's definitely not the spot you want to be in because then he puts himself in a mental slump and he starts coaching himself that, you know, and feeding himself that bad information and giving himself that not giving himself that second effort, just like you were saying, Sam.
Well, here's the thing that the young riders need to know. When you're out there riding and you're getting banged up and you're getting injured, every time you get a little banged up and you could still ride, but you don't, you're telling yourself that you're weak. And if you're preparing for a career in the professional league of bull riding to make money riding bulls, you are going to ride with pain. If you're going to pay the bills, if you're going to keep the lights on, if you're going to eat food, you are going to ride with pain because when you're getting on 3-4 bulls a weekend, you're taking little bumps and bruises, you're pulling muscles. You know, it's like you said, people don't know the real pain. So you young riders out there, don't weaken. Every time you're hurt, you know, if it's not just a terrible injury, get back on, keep riding. You're training yourself to be tough, and a lot of times you're going to have to know how to ride with injuries.
That's right.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So, Sam,
when I was riding and I was going real hot, you know, you draw that bull. It takes a special person to be a bull rider, and you got to make your mind up you want to be that special person because, you know, right now it ain't even bad. You know, later on, as a young kid riding, you know, later on in your career, you're going to draw that bull that swapped you out, that's hooked you, you know, and beat you down. He's hooking the panels back there in the back, you know, and heck, two months before, he might have knocked you out, you know. And you draw him 2 months later, and he's back there acting a fool. It takes a special person to slide up on his hand, thinking about being 90 and not being hurt, you know, and that's what you got to get yourself to. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get hit, wiped out. You can't control it. Don't focus on it. You know, I the way I got through it is I didn't worry about it. You know, I worried about riding. And when I drawed that bull, they're like, oh, he's been knocking everybody out. Be careful. He yanked you down. Well, he ain't never yanked me down. He ain't never throw me off. You know, and that's just kind of, I got that in my head, and that's just what I went with. And I hated to lose. You know, you get bucked off, you should be ticked. You should be mad. You know,
yeah.
You ride bulls because you're almost like a show off. That's what we are, you know. Watch this. And
well, absolutely, rodeo is a show. You know, when we show up, and that's what I tell my guys a lot, Lindy, is you know, we're standing on the back of the shoes getting ready to ride. There's a lot of fans there that have paid hard earned money, and they don't want to see some joke of a rider fall off out of the gate. They want to see. They don't care if you get the high score. But even a fan that knows nothing about bull riding can tell when a rider gives his best effort or a half-hearted effort. It's our job to put on the show out there.
Yeah, I tell my guys, everybody's got a little effort out the bucket shoot. Who's got a second and third effort? is who's going to win a bunch and who's going to make it. You know, sometimes you get in a position where you feel like it's going to hit you. You know, you feel like you should put your hand down, but the Cowboy don't. You know, like we was talking the other day with some of my kids, and they was talking about the few guys that threw them Bodacious. And I said, oh, man, they were really good. And I said, how about them ones that got smoked by Bodacious? Hit right in the face. They drew that bull knowing what he does. And they stuck their chin down, and they didn't budge from it, and they took it on the chin like a champ. Yeah. You know, hats off to them guys. They got on that bull. They decided they were going to ride that sucker. And they ate it for it, but they did not look away. You know,
that's right.
That's toughness. That's what it takes. And you just got to get to that point, you know. Everybody can get hurt.
Well,
everybody's going to get hurt. It's going to happen. You can't control it. Cowboy.
Sam, let me just share something here real quick, man. This was something that we can use this as an example of what not to do. But just like Lindy's saying, you know, I've been at a rodeo up there in Tennessee, and I was riding this first time there, where this bull was there in the short round every time. And, you know, they call this bull Pinball for a reason. He was actually a Mexican fighting bull. And, you know, it was this guy, this bull would come after you. He would come out there to hook you down. And it didn't matter whether you got bucked off or not. He didn't even mind the bullfighters. I mean, he would ignore the bullfighters and go after the Cowboy. Smart, smart bull. Well, I ended up drawing this bull in the short round. And knew I had a chance to get some money, and, you know, but I had this crazy bull, and I let it get to my head. I let it influence me, and that bull jumped out about four jumps and was just belly rolling and jumping down the arena. I had a seat on him the whole time, never budged. But as he got further out the arena, I had a second guess and looked off that bull and went to the panels as quickly as I could so I didn't take a hook in. And I look like a complete idiot out there. It wasn't Cowboy at all. And it wasn't what I normally do, you know. And I felt so bad, I beat myself up for it. Couldn't believe that I would allow myself the opportunity to do that. You know, it was embarrassing. And I had a hard time with it because I took the easy road out and ended up paying the price for it in the long run because I took money out of my pocket, you know.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Scott. And I think that's something a lot of guys can relate to. I can relate to it. I've been in the arena competition and had a bull that, you know, I wasn't high on or I wasn't confident on. And, you know, I let the little details between me and that bull get in the way of what the real truth of it is. When I left my house and went to that event, I showed up to win. Now, each and every one of us that have ever ridden very much have experienced exactly what you just said. Now, you left the house to win. When you entered, you wanted to win. But when you got there and the bull was thrown into the mix and you can actually see the bull and you're hearing the contractor tell you how bad the bull is and how bad he hooks and the bullfighters are telling you they hooked him all down last week and, you know, it tends to change a guy. And we're talking about being tough. Not just physically tough, but mentally tough. And that's when you have to be mentally tough in order to say, you know what, I'm not nervous, I'm not scared, and go back to your priorities. We all feel fear. We all feel anxiety. But you have to go back to your priorities, Scott, and say, okay, I've got this bull, but what did I come to do? Just because you drew the bull you don't like or a bull that's dangerous doesn't mean you still cannot accomplish your goal. But you definitely won't accomplish your goal if you lose sight of what the goal is.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Well, I know that we had actually lost Lindy, but we got him back on the line now. And we've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, so we're going to have to start wrapping it up. But you're absolutely right. That mental aspect, you know, that we go into it, we've got to keep that focus. And, you know, there's been other times where I've showed up at these bull rides where they say, you know what, you got a really nasty bull. And I'd say, you know what, I don't care because he's going to buff just like any other bull out there, and I'm going to go win the money. So you've got to get that mental preparation, you know, sitting at home and carry it with you, jump for jump, I mean, all the way up until you hear that buzzer. I mean, you cannot quit that mental, you know, that mental attitude. You've got to keep that mental focus. And it doesn't matter whether you're a seasoned veteran or, you know, somebody who's just starting out. You've got to have that focus going into it.
You definitely do. And now I want to go one step further for the coaches and the riders out there of how to achieve that. So we've talked about a lot of what you've got to do tonight. Now let's talk a little bit of what we've got to do to train that mental mindset. And I want to talk about a few drills, and I hope Lindy can make some suggestions here too about how to train yourself and how to train your mind to respond correctly when you're shifted, when you're bucked off, when you're about to hit the ground, how to recover, how to get back and accomplish the goal and win the money and ride the bull, which is really simple. I like to take guys, and let's just talk about what I do for a second. I like to get on my Mighty Bucky, and it's a Mighty Bucky Extreme, so it rolls side to side. So I get on there with my bull rope, and I like to get out of center, shift off either away from or into my hand, and then have my friend start bucking it and try to recover. And I don't just make the move back with my body. I also make it with my mind. I tell my mind, hustle. You know, I like to use the word hustle. It reminds me to get back focused on the bull. So, you know, guys can do this, again, on a horse, on a barrel, anything. But you want to make sure when you're practicing that you're repeating something positive in your brain. It even helps to repeat it out loud. Pick a word, one word that represents to keep trying. A lot of guys write try on their glove. I like to think try too, just try. All you got to do is try. If you guarantee yourself to try, you'll ride more often than not. So this is a drill that can be done on barrels. Get out of center and work on that recovery move as you tell yourself in your mind to recover.
You bet. Well, Lindy, got a quick comment. We've only got about 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up quick. I like to train on the drop barrel, and I tell my guys to move back. I tell them to pull 2 feet out, you know, and you kick them back. Training and we're just working on form, I walk around them and just real particular with them, you know. I'll try to get them perfect for their riding style the best I can. And I don't know where I'll grab a foot and sling it off back in the barrel, you know, way back. I coach one more jump. No matter what position you're in, no matter what shape you're in, make one more. If you'll make one more jump, you'll be just fine. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
I
like for them to use a stationary barrel at home. I've given a few of my kids here. I build them one, send it home with them. Set on it. It's mental. You know, not trying and quitting is in your head. Spurn one down, that'll fix it. If you're a cowboy, you've been riding for a while, get on something you can ride and beat a hole on them. You'll feel a lot better.
Right.
But homework of the day for me, and I got to get out of here. Go home, guys. Watch John Wayne over and over.
There you go.
That's how tough you got to be.
Thanks for coming on tonight, Lindy.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
All right. Well, Sam, I got to tell you, man, it's been a great show, and do appreciate Lindy jumping on there. The key is visualize yourself winning, and you'll put your mind in that right frame to be successful. And, you know, whether you're doing it at home, visualize every bull you get on as that world champion, and you're running for that buckle. You know, you're sure enough get there. Sam, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. Great show tonight. Scott, I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in. We certainly appreciate them, and we will be back with you same time next week.
Absolutely, Sam. Appreciate you jumping on board, and I think next week we're actually going to be down there with you. Am I right?
We're going to be doing training camp here in Montgomery next week, so we're looking forward to all of our online listeners jumping in there and getting some questions out, and also we're going to have some of the guys at training camp on talking about some of the things that they're working on to get better.
Absolutely. Well, until next week, rodeo fans, bull riding fans, thanks for tuning in to the Bull Riding Advice Hour with Sam Medlock and myself. Until next week, we'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.